presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Lynn Chalmers and Kolo were closely questioned by the commander of the lonely military outpost as to their identity and purpose. Finally, the outpost commander believed Lynn's story and agreed to send a message to the Chinese national headquarters for them. In the meantime, back at the Purple Triangle Castle, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil planted a powder mine that would destroy the revolutionary headquarters as soon as all the agents had safely left. At that very moment, the American consul and the Reverend Chalmers were visiting the head of the Chinese National Army, General Fu Yong Sen. They tried to find out the whereabouts of Lynn Chalmers and Jungle Jim. And while they were discussing the subject, radio messages were received saying that both were alive and safe. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil, having successfully escaped from the doomed Purple Triangle Castle, are making their way toward Shanghai.
Well, that old castle certainly went up like a Roman candle, Lil.
Yes, Jim. As Wing so aptly described it, it went bang, bang in a big way.
I hope Wing and all the boys got out all right.
Oh, don't worry, Jim. I'm sure they did. Don't forget, they're darn clever, these Chinese.
Yeah, I always heard that old thing. But I never really believed it until now.
But Derek Bluger was clever, too, in his mad way.
He sure was.
I wonder how he ever located that castle for his headquarters.
That's something we'll never know, of course. But it was a swell place for a hideout.
You said it.
Boy, if we hadn't found it and spoiled his little game, he might have got all China in the palm of his hand.
Yes. Maybe I was foolish to have ruined his chances for him.
What?
Have you forgotten? I was to have been the first White Empress.
Say, you had me going for a moment. I thought your regret was on the level. Yet I didn't think you really cared for Bluger enough for that.
Yes, Derek was the only fly in the ointment of my opportunity for social supremacy. By the way, Jim, I'm glad your black boy and the parson's daughter got away safely and all that sort of thing, but I can't help feeling a little envious because they got the only horses available.
Yeah. That's why we had to travel by Shanks' mare.
And at this point, my Shanks have given out.
Listen.
What is it, Jim?
I thought I heard an auto engine.
Jim, you're right. It is an automobile. And it's coming right along from the sound of it. But who's in it? That's an important little item to figure out.
Yes, but that's a chance we've got to take. Now, when it gets around that bend down there, you step out in the center of the road and hail the driver, see?
I get it. Desert hitchhikers. That is, if there's no hitch in the plan, if you know what I mean. But why make me the decoy?
Well, if the driver saw a man hailing him, he might not stop. But a beautiful woman in distress, say, we men fall for it every time.
Yeah, but where will you be?
Just behind this rock here. Then, when you've got our friend in the mood for passengers, I'll step out and climb into the car with you.
Well, the Chinese haven't any monopoly on being clever with you around.
Well, I'll just get me behind this rock. You get out there by the side of the road.
Okay, big boy, I'll show you how a simple siren gets her man. Getting nearer, Jim.
See the car yet?
Not yet. Coming around the corner now, Jim.
Good. Get ready to go into your act.
Just leave everything to me. Hey! Slow down! Slow down a minute, sister! Hold everything! I say, did you give me a lift to...
Shanghai Lil, at last, huh? I've been looking for you,
well,
you traitor to the cause.
Now,
come here.
Here, you take your hands off of
me. You come here.
Oh, you can't do that to me.
Let her alone.
Jungle Jim Bradley.
Yes, I'm Jim Bradley. Keep those hands of yours pointing to the sky. Here, Lil, take my neckerchief and tie up. I'll help you.
It'll be a
pleasure. We need your guest, Buggy Brother. And while we're willing to let you come along for the ride...
Get that hand.
Yeah, all right. We're just as willing to leave you by the wayside if you give us any trouble.
Don't tie my hands too tight.
Well, there he is. All trussed up like a wildcat on a pole, Jim. Who is this bird, anyway?
Oh, one of Bluger's henchmen, I suppose. Now, open up that back door of the car, and we'll roll him into it.
Okay.
All right, that's it. Come on now. There.
Well.
And hop into the front seat, Lil. I'll drive for a while.
Righto, Jim. Well, here's where we return to Shanghai in style.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, at the Shanghai airport, two figures stand anxiously watching the sky. They are the Reverend Chalmers and General Fu Yong Sen.
You're sure my daughter is being brought here, General?
Quite sure, Reverend Chalmers. Radio message received this morning stated my squadron had contacted Mr. Chalmers and Black Man and would reach this landing field at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes, but it's after 2 now and there's no sight of them.
Do not fear, my friend. There may have been some delay in the start. Remember, weather conditions are very different at outpost regions.
Yes, I suppose you're really quite right. I don't know the slightest thing about such matters, but my anxiety for the welfare and safety of my child causes me to ask questions which to you are unreasonable.
Do not apologize, Reverend Chalmers. I quite understand. I, too, am father.
Yes, of course. Oh, I didn't realize that.
My daughter is studying at Columbia University in America.
Oh, indeed. That was interesting, General.
Look, my friend. There comes squadron.
Oh, yes. So I see. Oh, and to think that my little girl is safe in one of those ships. I don't know how to thank you, General, for your aid in bringing her back to me.
That's quite all right, Reverend. I am happy to be of service.
I say, shouldn't we be getting further down the field so as to be nearer the ships when they land?
Correction. Only one ship will land.
Oh, one?
The one containing your daughter. The others will fly on to army hangar.
Ah, I see.
That plane in center of formation.
Oh, yes.
Is dropping out of line and circling for a landing.
Yes. In just a moment or two, I shall be able to take my Lynn in my arms.
Here is the plane, Reverend. We can go to it now.
Yes.
Dad! Oh, Dad!
Lynn! Oh, Lynn, my daughter. Are you quite all right here?
Oh, yes, quite. Thanks to Kolo here.
Kolo, of course. Thank you, Kolo.
All same all right, Juan Chalmers. Kolo glad God, missy.
Oh, Lynn, how good it is to have you with me again, my dear, safe and sound. God in his tender mercy has indeed been good to us.
Yes, Dad. I know how much you've worried about me ever since that terrible Lynn Poo took me away.
You are right, Mr. Chalmers. Any member of my nationality who raises a hand to harm you, not worthy the name of Chinese.
Oh, my dear, this is General Fu Yong Sen, who sent the plane for you.
How do you do, sir?
I am honored.
Have you heard any word from Jim?
Oh, yes, dear, yes. He's escaped, along with the general's female agent.
Oh, thank heaven. You hear, Kolo. Tuan Jim is safe.
Yes, he, missy. Kolo here. Kolo very glad.
Now, Lynn, dear, if the general will excuse us, I think we'd better be getting back to the mission.
Oh, yes, certainly, Reverend.
Oh, General, when do you expect Jim Bradley to arrive in Shanghai?
In a few days.
Please be sure to let us know the moment he arrives. We shall want to see him.
Yes, we certainly shall.
A few days later, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil drive up in front of Jim's hotel in Shanghai.
Well, here's where I get off, Lil. Thanks for the ride.
Don't thank me. Thank our friend back there on the floor. But say, aren't you coming over to General Fu Young Sen's with me?
No, you two have business to talk over, and I've got to make myself presentable before I report to the American consul. So I'll just take up my old kit bag here and mosey on into the hotel.
Well, sorry you won't help me deliver the last of the Purple Triangle gang here over to General Fu. You know, it was you who really captured him.
Forget it. You can take all the credit, Lou. Well, so long, and thanks a million for your help in nipping the revolution.
You're perfectly welcome, Jim. I'd do anything in the world for you.
Well, the world's a pretty big place, Lou.
Not any too big to express my feelings about you, Jim.
Quit that, will you? You're making me blush. I really better be getting along now. Be good, Lil.
I'm afraid I'll have to. Oh, Jim, will I be seeing you soon?
Oh, sure, after things get sort of settled.
It's a date. Until then, au revoir.
So long.
One, Jim. Twan Jim.
Kolo, why, you old son of a gun, what are you doing here?
Wait for you, Twan Jim.
Gosh, I'm glad to see you again, Kolo.
Kolo, all same glad to see Twan.
Come on, I'm going to get rooms for it.
Kolo, fix Twan. We got same rooms we live in before we go away.
Well, how did you know when I'd be in town?
General Fu. Him tell Kolo.
Oh, Fu Young Sen. Well, that's great, Kolo. Oh, here then. Give me a hand with the stuff and let's get settled.
Yes, Twan, come. Kolo, show way to room.
And to think you got here ahead of me. Oh, say, how's Lynn Chalmers?
Missy Chalmers, all right, Twan. We get here in air wagon belong China Army.
You were lucky. Shanghai Little and I had to come by auto as best we could.
Room's here, Twan.
Yes, sir. Here we are. This is the place we started our great adventure from, Kolo. I wonder what it holds in store for us this trip. Well, I guess I'll get my stuff unpacked. Oh, we'll see what that is, Kolo.
All right, Twan. Excuse, Twan. Reverend Chalmers and Missy Lin here see you.
Well, show them in.
Jim, my boy, I'm delighted to see you again.
Reverend, it's great seeing you.
Hello, Jim.
And you too, Lin. I'm sorry I couldn't have left with you, but I had plenty of work to do before I left that purple triangle place.
Oh, I bet you did.
Oh, Jim, I don't know how I can ever thank you for saving my daughter from those brigands.
Don't try, Reverend. I really didn't do so much.
Providence will see that you are just as awarded, my boy.
Well, knowing that your daughter is safe is reward enough for me.
You're a fine lad, Jim. The finest in the world. Whenever you're around, I know my Lynn is in safe hands. And you seem to be always around when she needs help most.
Well, that seems to have been my luck, sir.
No. It's the other way around, my dear boy. It's been our good fortune.
No, thank you, sir.
Well, and what are your plans now?
Oh, to make my report to the American consul and wind up this Purple Triangle business. That's about all.
Oh, but didn't you know? Oh, of course you couldn't have. You just arrived. How stupid of me.
Didn't I know what, Lynn?
Why, the American consul is away on furlough.
Oh, is he? Say, I hope that doesn't complicate things.
Oh, the acting consul will take care of you, I'm sure, Jim.
Yeah, but I hope the consul left that $50,000 with him.
$50,000 what?
$1. That's what they promised me for breaking up the Purple Triangle.
Well, it would have been cheap at twice the sum. Well, I'm afraid we must be getting back to the mission now, Jim. We happened to be across the Bund as you drove up. Goodbye, Jim, my dear boy, and good luck.
Goodbye, Reverend. Thanks.
Are you coming, Lynn, my dear?
Yes, Dad, I'll be there in a minute. Jim.
Yes, ma'am?
I wish to add my gratitude to Dad. I just couldn't leave without seeing you again.
Leave? What? Well, where are you going?
We're sailing to America. I wish you were going too, Jim.
So do I. But I guess I'll have to stick around here for a while. Oh, answer that, Kolo.
Yes, it's one.
I'm sorry we're parting for the last time, then. But perhaps our trails may cross again. I hope so.
And so do I, Jim, with all my heart. Jim, may I kiss you goodbye?
I should always remember if you wouldn't.
Goodbye, Jim, darling.
Goodbye, Lynn.
Juan Jim.
Kolo, there goes one of the swellest girls in the world.
Yes, it's one. Excuse, Missy Lil want you on phone.
Lil does? What for?
Kolo, no. All things she say important. Hurry.
What can this important message be from Shanghai Lil? And what new dangers await Jungle Jim? The adventures you have just heard dramatized are pictured in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kid, Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, Toots and Casper, Barney Google, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. See all these interesting characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly, and don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim. Thank you.